Okay, disclaimer first. So, hi, this is Local Broke Girl. If you're listening to this audio on a website that isn't Reddit or Soundgasm, or you saw this link on a post that was not on the subreddit, either Gone Wild Audio or Pillow Talk Audio, and if you saw this post, well, if you got this audio by like a user that isn't under Local Broke Girl, then you're probably listening to this, I can never get this right. You're probably listening to this audio on the site that has re-uploaded my audio without permission. So, if you would do so kindly, if you would be so kind as to go to the original source, which is my profile, Local Broke Girl, on both Soundgasm or Reddit, and listen to it from there, I'll be very grateful for that, you know? And you know, I could always just like create new disclaimers, but I think I would keep it, I would like to keep it spicy with a different disclaimer every single time that says like the same thing. And yeah, okay. And you know, if you just stole my content, like, fuck you. I have a coven of shamans and we will hex you tomorrow. Well, whenever I post this. Anyway, on the 31st of October, which is currently 31st October for me, it's a chaos moon, and you know, hexes work better during a chaos moon, though it can also lead to like more serious repercussions, so I don't know how that is going to work. But yeah, just don't steal my audio, like, and listeners, like, listen to me on like my original section, like my original, like the original source, you know, and you can like interact with me. I wouldn't say that's a very good thing, because like sometimes I don't reply out of like fear and like anxiety. But yeah, anyway, you get the gist. Enjoy the audio, which I will now transition into because I'm not creating like a new disclaimer audio. Okay, so now that that disclaimer is out of the way, I am currently looking for a playlist that I can play. How long is this? It's 16 minutes 52 seconds. Will this take long? Well, it depends. You know what, if like this falls through, I'll just like play another playlist, but I just really wanted some like music, some let's say, so no, why does it feel like nothing is playing? There we go. Okay, so it's Halloween, so this is my spoopy content. This isn't like girlfriend experience or whatever, but I did this last year as well, where I did some fortune telling on my little Reddit account. It's gonna be like on my channel, and I'm just like, this isn't YouTube. okay, calm it. Okay, so for first time listeners, welcome. You know, if you haven't like heard of me doing fortune telling, well, now you know I do fortune telling with like a deck of cards. And no, it is not tarot cards, but rather like the sister of tarot, which is called Lenormand. But yeah, so like the lesser known sister, no one really knows her, unfortunately, but you know, I enjoy these. Okay, and I call my deck Lemonade because real tongue twisters, and also one of my friends couldn't pronounce Lenormand, so she was just like Lemonade, and I was just like, yep, Lemonade. And also because my deck is a sour bitch, she is very blunt, you know, she hates me, but like in loving and affectionate way. So we put up with each other, and you might be thinking that I'm crazy because I just refer to my deck as she and I talk about her as if she has a personality. And I know, it just sounds kind of crazy, and it is crazy, but it's more fun when your deck has a personality and it really feels like you're bonding with your deck. So I got my deck, I think last year? Yeah, last year around like April, when I was on holiday, and basically there was like this little arts festival, like this art, like this street market street. I can't like fucking say words, but okay, basically there was like a little festival and people were selling things, okay, and I met this creator there. And I saw like deck of cards, and I was just like, oh my god, these like tarot. And she was just like, kind of, but not really. They're like, this is their tarot. And she was explaining to me how it works and everything. And it was so cute. They were so cute. Like, It is the Cute Little Lenormand Deck by Sarah M. Lyons. I think she released like a new updated version recently, which I should probably get, but like these cards are worn out yet and we have a very special connection, and I feel like my deck would actually like curse me if I got a new deck to replace her. So what happened last year was that I did a bit of a fortune reading for myself, what it would be like in uni, and then I did another one about like what my uni friends would be like. It said that like we weren't gonna get along, which I kind of agree. We weren't gonna get along, but we might find like a common ground to like bond over. COVID, maybe? I mean, I don't fucking know. Like, there definitely was a divide between the international students and like the local students, and it was quite upsetting. I think I've mentioned this a couple of times in like some of my previous audios. But yeah, I basically made a presentation being like, you know what, like we're only here for 4 years, you know, like you can mix with like a variety of people, so I think we should all just like stop being a pussy and just like step it the fuck up. And then I think recently one of the local students was like, I'm having like a little birthday party, do the international students want to come? And like I couldn't, obviously, because of fucking COVID and I'm stuck at home, but like, you know, some of the international students were there, managed to go, so we love that. What else did I predict? I don't remember. I really should go back and listen to it, but like I don't really want to hear my voice. So yeah. Oh, speaking of which, like you might notice that some of my audios, like my washing machine Lin audios, are gone, except for like 4, which is the fortune telling one. And 4, 8, 9, and 10, I think, are the only ones that are still around. I'm not sure if 8 is. I know 9 and 10 are. But the reasons why I deleted those, I had like a little re-listen and I was just like, I fucking hate myself. Like the self-hatred was so real as I listened to it. So yeah, so I deleted it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If you thought like those were fun, good for you. I did not think they were very fun, so I was thinking that, you know what, I would just like redo some of these. Also do like these like ramblings and stuff, like, you know, just be kind of like a fun like chill hangout session. Okay, so yeah, I think it was number 4 that I did the fortune telling. So basically, during an audio, I said that, you know, if you ever wanted a reading, you can come to me and ask. And I've done, like, quite a few, actually. Like, some of you have asked me about, like, you know, job prospects, like, your school, your love life, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, basically what I do is that, like, I'll shuffle my deck, and then, like, 3 cards will fall out, and then I'll record myself interpreting them, and I'll send it to you, you know. And if you want, like, any additional info, you can just hit me up. Of course, like, you know, just be a bit careful, but just be a bit careful. Okay, take like the results of like a pinch of salt, because like people like to, like, for example, especially if it's a bad reading, people like to let it like hang over them and then it actually like manifests into something. So that ain't fun, sis. Like, that ain't fun, you know. Like, you should be like, my advice is always like, if it's good, then be glad that you got a good reading. If it's bad, then just say that the fortune teller is whack. You know, like, just be a bit careful. So yeah, so what am I gonna read for today? I think I am gonna read for how like the next couple of months are gonna go, how the rest of my 2020 is gonna go, and then I might do a reading about 2021 in general for me. Yeah, and maybe I'll do one more just to see like where my Reddit adventure is gonna take me, because it's been a year. Fun times. Okay, so let's start. How are the next 2 months gonna go? I think maybe I'll like have 2 cards fall out for this one, one to represent each month. Oh no. Okay, yeah, one for November, one for December, and then the last and the third card will be an advice card. Okay. Mm-hmm. dropped. Okay, I'm just gonna put it on. Okay, so for November, I get the heart. Oh god. I get the mice for December, and my advice is the moon. I don't want to fall in love. Okay. So yeah, the heart means love, affection, passion, romance, generosity and caring, harmony and emotional security. Okay, pretty cool for November. So it seems like I'll finally be getting like the affection, validation and attention that I've always wanted. Or maybe it could be a self-love thing, you know, when like I just stop hating myself. Generally, I think November is going to be pretty okay. Hopefully, I don't know, like, it is pretty close to, like, the end of term, which means that there would be more, like, tests and stuff. So, maybe I would have, like, a pretty good emotional support system for November that would guide me through that. Okay, in December, I have the mice, which is... Did I say the birds? I'm so sorry. I meant the mice. Which is anxiety, stress, destructive behavior, frustration, sadness, a feeling of being overwhelmed, theft, and loss. Okay, it could mean that my worst fears are coming true. What would my worst fears be? Getting doxxed, probably. I don't fucking know. I'm gonna fail. I don't get in. Oh shit. Wait, what if I don't get like the professor that I want to counsel me on my thesis? Wouldn't that be fun? I can kind of see that happening though. Well, next time I'm gonna be stressed about something and it's like gonna be gnawing away at the back of my mind for the rest of my life, or like at least for the month. So, my advice for like these 2 months is the moon, which is creativity, imagination, the arts, emotions, moodiness, sensitivity, a need for recognition and appreciation. Oh. So this means I gotta start milking this a lot more to get through the next 2 months. I mean, okay. But like, speaking realistically, like, probably tapping into like my more creative side, maybe. I am taking a creative writing class, so maybe I would do that. So maybe that's gonna be my, what do you call it? Like, my way of releasing stress or something. Okay, so, and be in touch with my moods, my emotions, continue seeing my therapist. You know, find a creative outlet to de-stress. Is music even playing? Hello. There we go. A need for recognition and appreciation. I mean, I feel like this is a constant for me. Like, I just like being recognized in general. Honestly, like the whole creative outlet could also be piano. I mean, like I picked up piano like a few months back. So, maybe last month. Yeah. So. Okay. Thank you. 2020. Looks like I'm gonna be ending it on a pretty bad note though. like the clock is like ticking, you know, it's like midnight, everyone's like happy new year and I just start crying. I'm so stressed. Honestly, that makes sense. Like I'm already stressed. Like I overloaded, so I am, you know, reaping what I sow now. Like I can't go a day without thinking like, okay, did I not hand this in or something like that? Okay, next one. How is my 2021 gonna go? Are you gonna drop out of there? You know what? As long as I don't get the cross. As I don't get the cross. God, I hope my cross has left. like very honestly, 2017 and 2018 were like some like the worst. Actually no, 2018 not so bad. 2017 was stressful. But I think like my real moment of like stress was like 2011. And you might be thinking, weren't you like super young back then? And it's just like, yeah, I was, but you know, the education system sucked. Everyone was gunning for success. Suicide rates are high where at like the age of 11 and 12, you know. So yeah, I think like when I was 11, it was like the first time that I actually like had like actual intrusive thoughts, and like yikes. And then I kind of recovered, you know. I've been on like an uphill, I was gonna say uphill battle, but I think that like I'm just like slowly getting towards my peak, so every day I'm like a better version of myself. Somewhat, I think. There are some days where I feel like shit, but I think, you know, it just happens. Okay, there's a card sticking out, but I don't know whether it wants to come out or not. Like, lemonade! Maybe it's getting hard for her to predict like, what's gonna happen in 2021, since 2020 was so volatile. So now she's just being a little bit more careful about like what kind of card she's gonna pull out. And like what kind of card she's gonna give me. Okay, but seriously, like like hurry up. Oh my god. She tried to flip fucking cards on me. Okay, yeah, I'll let this one go. One more. Reading takes a while, you know? But I kind of enjoy it. Even though I can't like record like all the time, no, not record all the time, like I can't do readings all the time because like it's also very draining for me emotionally and mentally, just like having a thing. And also sometimes it's just very easy to get tired, especially when you do like a really big reading, like the grand tableau, or even a 9-card spread. It's like terrifying. Not terrifying, tired. Come on. You want to drop? Okay. I'm telling you, she fucking hates me. Like, this playlist is gonna be over and we've only done one reading. No, I've had questions whether about like people asking me, oh, do you ever just like, you know, read for your friends without letting them know? And I'm just like, no. Because it's kind of intrusive, I feel. Like, I'm looking into a part of their lives that I shouldn't be seeing, and they don't know about it. Of course, like, I forget, but, I don't know. It just doesn't seem right. Oh, okay. She finally caved in. So, what is my 2021 gonna be like? We got the waves, the whip, and the book. Wow, okay. Immediately I'm getting off like some like high-key intelligent vibes from this. So does that mean I'm gonna be smarter, or am I gonna be facing a lot of smart people? Okay, so I'm gonna start with the whip because like it's the central card and it would most likely like be the overall theme for me in 2021. And the whip is usually strife, disagreement, and imbalance of power, conflict, and getting whipped into shape. You know, contrary to popular belief. Like, I like to read the whip as like a good thing, simply because I'm a masochist. No. mainly because I always like reading the whip as like getting whipped into shape, which means that like I'm gonna go through a lot of struggle to like kind of be my best self. At least that's how it always seems to be. And considering the fact that like its partner cards are the ways in the book, the ways being like I'm gonna have like opportunities. Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of choices and decisions and emotional crossroads. Okay, maybe not so much. But I don't know, I feel like this is very opportunistic, which sounds quite right about me. 26 is the book, which is knowledge and expertise, education or information. It can also represent a secret, a closed book, or a revelation. So I'm getting like kind of mixed energies about this, in the sense where it feels like it can be very manipulative, like I'm being fucking manipulative, or like I'm gonna go through a lot of struggle, but I'm definitely gonna have like choices open up to me education-wise, which I think is a great thing because I love educating myself. Because I'm a huge fucking nerd. But yeah, at least like energies that I have. I'm hoping towards more of like the good side, but I can definitely see myself being manipulative to get what I want. It's like making calculated choices. Like, the book doesn't tell me knowledge and expertise, it's telling me that like you are using your brain and you're using it to be cunning. So okay, you know what? I'm gonna pull out one card from the top just for advice, and it's the Star. Clarity, vision, intuition, hope, wishes and dreams coming true, manifesting your goals, fame or positive attention. Okay, so essentially visualizing my goals and getting to where it is. Getting to where I want to be at. Once again, leaning towards the manipulation side. Like, wishes or dreams coming true. No, so basically knowing my goals and like making and like working to get for it, I think that's like kind of like the main advice. I mean, I could pull another one. Let's just see what else you mean. The Stork, which is significant change, transformation, rebirth, and deliverance from a difficult situation. The Star and the Stork together. Okay, this is like weird. Why is this so hard? Okay. It might mean that... Okay, I see. I guess the advice would be kind of like knowing like who I want to be during in 2021 and kind of like transforming myself to be that person somewhat. Because the Stork usually also represents like rebirth, like, you know, like the whole imagery of like Stork sending babies to like parents. Like, at least that's what I think of. So it really could be that, like, kind of like, like when it says transformation, at least the way I look at it, it's not transformation where I'm like, oh, fuck you, you know, like transforming to be a bitch or whatever, but rather it's just like into like a new and better self. Because it does say deliverance from a difficult situation. So I think that maybe I will be manipulative, at least, I don't know, like in the first quarter to first half. And I'm probably gonna meet like a very difficult, and I'm probably gonna have to make some difficult choices as noted by the waves. And it's through that that I will be able to transform or like change my, make a decision to change as opposed to like staying in my comfort zone all the time. At least that's what I'm thinking it's going to be. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting indeed. Cool. Man, why you gotta be so harsh on me? Okay, the last reading of the night is what's gonna happen to Local Broke Girl on Reddit. Recently we had like that little scare of like the huge archive, and to be very honest, I'm very scared I'm gonna get doxxed. Like, I've turned off like comment notifications because I was just like, oh, okay, like, I don't want to see, like, I mean, of course a lot of the comments are like positive and everything, but some of them are also like anxiety inducing, like people like panicking and like being worried about like how big the scale was. And then there were also some negative comments that were just like, oh, like, why do you have to take down the site, etc, etc, you know. And like part of me was just like, oh my god, they're gonna trace it back to me. They're gonna be like, oh, this is the bitch who spread it all over Reddit and now the site's taken down. And I was just like, oh my god, I'm gonna get fucking doxxed, bitch. Like, I'm gonna get fucking harassed or some shit. Life is scary. Like, the internet's fucking scary. Why do I still continue posting? Because for validation. Really. So I hope the cross doesn't come out. If the cross comes out, I'm deleting my Reddit. But yeah, it was really unfortunate. Not saying unfortunate, it was upsetting to write. That was so upsetting. I was really upset to see like everyone's audio is being stored like that. And the fact that like there were people who were just like, fuck you, like accept your fate, you know, once you post it on the internet, it's there forever. And it's just like, I know, you know. But like, I would appreciate it if like I knew where like my information was going, you know. Yeah, Lemonade doesn't want to give me any cards. It's probably some bad news. She's just like, stop shuffling now. It's gone into its auto play. Perfect. I didn't have to search up new audio. Let me use it. Ah. Okay, one flew out very violently. It was the cross, I swear to God. If the cross comes out, I'm... I'm so scared. I once had the cross come out for like... I can't remember what situation it was, but the cross came out and I was so upset. I didn't even want to do the reading anymore. I just like closed it and I was just like, I do not see it. I won't see it. I can't see it. My eyes do not exist. Everything does not exist. Happy Halloween. We're gonna say that. I don't celebrate Halloween. Never have, never will. I don't think. I don't know. But good for y'all. You know, those who like dress up and stuff. Party hard, but within reason. Like, but practice social distancing. Like, what am I gonna do this Halloween? I'm gonna get drunk with one of my friends. Over like a Discord or like a Zoom call, and then now I can't remember what we're gonna do. Yeah, and we're gonna do more fortune telling. Like, we're just gonna do like more fortune readings. I probably should have just like kept like my 2021 one for like tomorrow. Oh, whatever, it's fine. I can do two. Maybe I'll ask more specific questions tomorrow. We're probably gonna do it for each other anyway, so it'll be nice to see like a little bit more objective, because I realize I tend to be a little bit more biased towards myself when it comes to my readings. Also, Lemonade really doesn't want to give me any cards. Like, girl, come on, we need the third card for the content, girl, for the content. Yeah, like, I guess reading for yourself, like, you tend to have like a little bit more biased interpretations, whereas if you're reading for someone else, like, and you don't really know their situation or whatever, like, you don't really know, like, the full story or whatever, like, you're more likely to make less emotional interpretations, you know? Which is a good thing, because you don't want to get too emotional. Okay, so we have the tree, the house, and the garden. Ooh, these are some nice cards. Okay, so the house is like the center card and representing the main theme, or like the overall atmosphere of my Reddit channel, my Reddit channel. Okay, so I got the house, home sweet home, shelter, safety, security, emotional well-being, and a sense of belonging. Either I feel very comfortable posting, or you guys feel comfortable posting. No, you guys feel comfortable listening. My brain be dead. Yeah, okay. Like, these are generally very nice cards. Yeah. And, okay, partner cards. The tree. A slow process of growth or evolution, looking to the past, acknowledging your roots, health, physical, mental, or spiritual. Bad news, because I just deleted a bunch of audios. But that was, like, the whole looking to your past thing. Acknowledging that it was bad and getting rid of it. Okay, I have spiritually and physically severed myself from those shitty audios. I would want to like get around my Scriptville ones, but like I think some people quite enjoyed that because I'm still getting like listens for that, so I'm just like, okay, like I'll keep those for like the emotional support. Okay, next, number 20, the other partner card, the Garden. A social event, a party, a date, being out and about, networking and socializing, getting noticed by your PS. Very funny that this is the card. Very funny that this is the card that comes up, because every time I get a comment, like a DM, like I panic. It's either the comment, I'm just like, oh, it's so sweet, and then I'm like, okay, but now I need to respond, and I'm just like, I don't know what to respond with, so I put it away, and then I forget about it, and then I receive a new DM like a week later, and then I'm just like, wait, shit, I forgot to respond to like this other person, but it's been a week, so would it be too awkward if like I responded now, and I'm just like panicking over that, and I just never respond. So if you've ever sent me a DM or like message me in chat and I just never responded, I'm very sorry. I have forgotten about it. And then it's too late to send a response now. Or you might not think it's too late, but like I think it's too late, and I'm panicking because I think it's too late and I don't want to come off as like some fucking random. So I'm very sorry. And also like and I wouldn't say today, but today's like the 31st, but like I had a pretty embarrassing experience. Like I used to be part of like a bunch of like Discord like chats, and I deleted it for a while, but I never left. So I deleted the app for a while, and then I just never went back to it. And then like today I re-downloaded Discord, and I went through like my old chats, or like rather like the groups I'm in, and I was like, and like they were having a really fun discussion and I really wanted to join in, but I was also just like, I'm gonna be some fucking random, like if I just join in, like this conversation clearly isn't meant for me. So yeah, yeah, I know I may sound like really confident and you know like I sound as if like I'm like super great and all that stuff and like my recordings, but the truth is I'm like fucking anxious. like I think my emotions today just like kept going up, 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 and up, and like I just got more and more stressed as it went on, and I was just like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. So yeah, that's essentially what happens. But I mean, since here we're gonna have a little bit of a party, so maybe I would have been more open with like some of you. Yeah, okay, yes. So I have been recording for half an hour. I think it's enough. I don't want to do any more. Like, I'm tired. And yeah. So yeah, those were my fortunes for November, December, and the advice that I was given. How my 2021 will be like, as well as, you know, the fate of my Reddit account and my essentially my experience on this whole audio making thing. Yeah, if you want like a reading, feel free to like DM me. Give me about like maybe like a couple of days to a week to actually get around to doing it, because currently I am, well honestly I'm like busy all the fucking time, so I'll pick a time when I feel like procrastinating to do your reading. You know, and yeah, can ask me anything. I do think general readings are a little bit better as opposed to like yes no questions. Like, you know, an example of a bad question to ask is, will I get this thing, or am I gonna get this thing, is this thing gonna be bad? Like basically any question that is like a yes, that has a yes no answer, is discouraged. Yeah, that's the phrase. Better questions will basically be more generic stuff, like, you know, how's my year gonna go, how's my month gonna go, is there any advice for me about like this particular thing. Common topics include love life, education, work, financial status, you know, emotional well-being. Sometimes people ask me about they want to know where a relationship with someone is going. So I just pull three cards as to this is the outcome of your relationship, and then sometimes I'll pull on an extra card just for advice. Yeah. I don't know. What else are there? I'm sure you can find a lot more on the internet as to what kind of questions are good to ask. But yeah. So if you ever want a reading or anything, I got you, fam. Somewhat. But yeah. Okay. I am gonna go now. It's not exactly the latest, but it's pretty late. I should probably go to sleep. Okay, yeah, okay, right. Yep. Enough audio. Bye.